News. I'm Laura Winters. The big game in Vegas on tap tonight. The Super Bowl kicks off on CBS at 6 p.m. Eastern between the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers. Tons of non-football fans will also be watching to see this year's cool commercials. Now, last-minute tickets still running in the thousands. Here's USA's John Schaefer in Las Vegas.
According to StubHub, it's shaping up to be the priciest Super Bowl to date, with tickets for the game at Allegiant Stadium here in Las Vegas commanding an average price of $8,600. A StubHub spokesperson noted a surge in demand to witness the showdown between the San Francisco 49ers and the defending champion Kansas City Chiefs. They mentioned that 38% of ticket sales come from California, while 10% come from Kansas and Missouri. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
Turning now to politics and the race for president, former President Trump campaigning in South Carolina ahead of the primary there coming up on Saturday, February 24th. In a speech with supporters, he mentions Nikki Haley's husband.
Where's her husband? Oh, he's away. He's away. What happened to her husband? What happened to her husband? Where is he? He's gone. He knew.
And the former South Carolina governor, Nikki Haley, who's also busy campaigning in her home state, saying,
"But if you mock the service of a combat veteran, you don't deserve a driver's license, let alone being president of the United States."
Turning now to national weather, as folks head back to work on Monday morning, lots of rain expected in the south from the Florida panhandle up into the Carolinas. Then, old man winter returns to the northeast Monday night into Tuesday, where we could see a snowstorm. Winter storm watches have already been issued from Pennsylvania to New England. Some of the areas could see 6 or more inches of snow. This is USA News.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that, when combined, really keep things moving. I drink it every day, and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in 3 delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to GetTheTea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's GetTheTea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Continuing now our coverage of the Super Bowl today, President Biden will not be sitting down for the traditional interview prior to the game. Previous presidents in recent memory have done it. Now, security will be tight. Homeland Chief Alejandro Mayorkas speaking with reporters about steps being taken today to keep everyone inside and outside the stadium in Las Vegas safe.
All of us in the department, alongside our federal, state and local partners, are working to ensure that the 65,000 people attending Super Bowl 58 and the millions of people gathering together and enjoying the game across the country are all safe.
In other news on Capitol Hill, Republicans are contemplating whether to take another vote to impeach Mayorkas over his handling of the wide-open southern border. Here's USA's Tim Berg.
House Republicans are planning to take another shot at impeaching the Homeland Security Secretary next week. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise will return to Congress after undergoing treatment for blood cancer, giving Republicans another vote in the effort to impeach DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for his handling of the border. I'm Tim Berg.
Wisconsin Congressman Republican Mike Gallagher announcing his decision not to run for re-election in the state's 8th congressional district. Gallagher chairs the Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party. He also voted against impeaching Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas during the first vote. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.